Chapter 13. It was a long 3 days' march to Fosnir, down the river from Valdair, with a baggage train much larger than the year before. Peach and apricot orchards were still pink, though the plum blossom had passed. Pox missed the more delicate pink and white of apples, and the white plumes of pear. When she mentioned this to a veteran, he said that apples were grown only in the foothills of Dwarf Mounts, or far to the west. Pears did not grow in Arrhenius at all. The road they marched on was wide and hard, great stone slabs laid with a careful camber for drainage into ditches on either side. To one side was a soft road, for use in good weather when the road was crowded. Northbound caravans passed them, one made up of pack animals instead of wagons. They had a nod and smile from the caravanners. The last guard on one of them looked back and yelled, "I hope you get those bastards!" "How did he know?" asked Donag, startled, then answered himself. "It'll be those militia talking, I suppose. Can't keep any quieter than a landlord." The next day, after Fosnir, they made Fos, oldest city in Fos Council. Here they left the river, following the Guild League caravan road to Plurvanja. Villages were spaced a few hours apart along the way, and great walled courtyards for caravans to use were never more than a day's easy journey apart. Wheelwrights, harness makers, and blacksmiths had their places at each caravan halt. The villages offered fresh food and local crafts.